As of today, there have been more than 8.8 million cases of COVID-19 in the United States, and more than 220,000 people have died. But even as cases surge across the country, there are hotspots where medical professionals and governments are running out of options.
And one of those hotspots is El Paso, Texas. Angela Cocherga, news director at KTEP in El Paso, has the latest. Angela, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
And what are the current conditions that healthcare workers are experiencing in the hospitals there?
Well, they're overwhelmed. Our hospitals over the weekend reached capacity, so there's been a scramble to find more hospital beds and also hospital staff to care for all these patients. And so one hospital I spoke to, University Medical Center, they said they are at record capacity. They put up tents outside, overflow tents for patients, and they've also leased an entire floor at our children's hospital in El Paso to put adult patients who do not have COVID. Because, of course, you can imagine the normal emergency reasons people go to the hospital are still happening. And now this hospital and others are starting to see their first flu patients. So really an overwhelming situation, and dire, too, because they're expecting more deaths.
Well, and we see that some patients in El Paso are being flown to other cities because there's no capacity in the hospitals.
Yes, that's one of the measures taken, just started happening the last couple of days. It's been on a voluntary basis for patients, but flown to Texas cities. The first few cities have been San Antonio and Houston. But of course, that's also just one more stopgap measure to provide care as the numbers continue to reach record levels, both for cases and, of course, hospitalizations. Right now, we've got 245 people in the ICU, and near approaching 1,000 people with COVID being hospitalized, and more coming in every day.
Well, in fact, the number of people hospitalized in El Paso tripled over the past 3 weeks. Do you think that the city was prepared, and really the hospitals were prepared, for how quickly this COVID wave crashed over the city?
No, if you ask them, they'll tell you no, because in September, we actually had a fairly low infection rate. And, you know, the concern is that maybe people let down their guards. We did see a lot. We had beautiful weather here. High school football had started. And so hospitals said they tried to prepare, but this really did catch people off guard, the city and the medical facilities.
Well, anyone who knows El Paso knows the geography is very unique, right there on the border with Juarez, Mexico. Do you think that your proximity to the border is making the outbreak even more difficult to contain, either because people are moving back and forth in groups across the border, or perhaps, you know, people are living in more multi-generational housing and that sort of thing? Is that complicating efforts there?
Well, in March, the border was shut down to all but essential travel. And so essential would be people who have, you know, essential jobs. They could come over for education, but everything's being done remotely. So the number of people crossing did go down. Mexican citizens were not allowed into the U.S. at all. But U.S. citizens kept going back and forth because, you know, when they would return, you know, the U.S. authorities can't say, well, you got to stay in Mexico. I mean, they're U.S. citizens and they could come back to their home country. So there were clearly some people going back and forth for non-essential reasons. And the big concern, family gatherings, there are very strong bonds with relatives on both sides of the border. But, you know, even with that, there was contact tracing into Mexico. And you know, some people may have been spreading it that way. But, you know, Mexico, Juarez is a huge city, the border city across from El Paso. And they've had their own serious problems containing COVID. And we don't know how many cases because testing there is not widespread. The mayor of Juarez actually has COVID, and it's the second time he's been infected, and he was hospitalized as a precaution because he had some complications.
Well, in an effort to try to slow this down, an El Paso County judge ordered a nighttime curfew. People are being encouraged to stay at home for 2 weeks. Do you think those restrictions are being followed, and do you think they'll work?
I think people are starting to take this very seriously. The number of people out on the streets has gone down dramatically. But, you know, there were still some social gatherings happening. And so right now they're hoping by giving people fewer reasons to go out that more people will stay home and they can get a handle on this and lower that curve.
Well, the president continues to say that the country is rounding the corner on this pandemic. From your perspective there in El Paso, based on what you've just told me, do you get the sense that the pandemic is anywhere near over?
No, we are approaching the peak of a cliff and about to fall off. There's no corner here. This is very serious. So it's not better here. It's worse. And there, you know, people are still early voting here in Texas. And voters I've talked to, this is on their minds. And voting is an essential reason to go out and leave the house. So People are very concerned, and they're looking at this COVID situation as a reason to make a decision on who to vote for president.
Angela Kocherga with some tough news from KTEP in El Paso, Texas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.